reports this morning that animal rights group PETA want to change the name of Eggs and Bacon Bay in Tasmania. Apparently they want it renamed Apple and Cherry Bay. I like both of them, to be honest. And this is to make sure that they're not being encouraged to make poor dietary choices. What do you think? 03030805055 on the phones, 81771 on the text. Fionnuala is on the line from the Belfast Telegraph. Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Vinny.
I was trying to read that and I read it all back to front. So you have been writing about this in the Belfast Telegraph is what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
Also on the line is John Carmody. Good morning to you, John.
A very good morning, Shavini.
Fionnuala, we'll start with you. Set out your thoughts on this.
Well, my problem is not with ordinary, everyday vegans. I know plenty of them. In fact, I live with two vegetarians, so I don't end up eating a lot of meat myself. And what meat I do eat is sort of free-range organic, and that's my choice, and I'm happy with that. The problem I do have is with sort of militant vegans or radical vegans who want to do things like changing the names of places in the world because they don't like them, like Eggs and Bacon Bay. It's actually not named after the tasty breakfast stuff. It's named after a little plant that grows wild there called Eggs and Bacon because it's like red and yellow.
A plant?
Yeah, it's Eggs and Bacon.
I'm kind of disappointed now.
I know, that's the thing. You see, when you look into the facts of these things, you find out a bit more. And because what you see on the surface is all this sort of hysteria and this demand to change the name of a place.
Yeah, but you can't deny, Fionnuala, that there is a worldwide problem with obesity and Eggs and Bacon. Whereas they are a tasty breakfast, and I like to have them now and again. It's is it really that bad to suggest, even through the name of a location, something a bit healthier?
Well, no problem suggesting it. I think my difficulty with some vegans, and I stress some because most of them just, get on with their lives and make their own choices, and that's absolutely grand. Some vegans, they think they have the right and true way. They're a bit like evangelical preachers, religious fundamentalists. They say, right, we know the way you should be, and we have it right, and you should be like that too. And all I'm saying is we all have the right to make our own choices about what we want to eat. I like eggs and bacon for Sunday lunch, Sunday brunch. That's my little treat. If people want to eat it every day, it's kind of up to them.
John Carmody, you are a vegan. How long have you been a vegan?
I suppose I've been involved in animal advocacy for 21 years, Vinny. So for the last 15 years, I think most of my advocacy, I've been a vegan and obviously promoting veganism as well.
And do you think this is going too far?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I'd be a coordinator for PETA in Ireland. And I suppose we were just in Belfast just recently actually doing a campaign to promote spay and neutering. But on that particular issue, I think it's just a brilliant way to bring attention to the whole vegan issue. Because let's face it, here we are on one of the most listened to radio programs in Northern Ireland talking about the issue. And what I do notice from people who have went vegetarian and vegan over the years is that they would have picked up on the issues that are affecting animals, that are affecting the environment, and that are affecting their health as a result of maybe listening to a radio station, opening up a newspaper, or even turning on the TV and hearing about a demonstration outside of a slaughterhouse, or seeing, we'll say, some, sexy ladies distributing vegan starter kits in lettuce bikinis. Maybe it sounds a bit crazy, and it does a bit. To a lot of people, but it just does give us a chance.
Lettuce bikinis.
Well, yeah, that's something that PETA would have done.
What about a meat bikini?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we had Lady Gaga, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
She had a meat costume at the time, and she went on the MTV Awards, and that gave us a huge platform to talk about the issue. And as a matter of fact, it got people to turn off the meat.
So is this, John, then, this is really just as a talking point? This is to get people talking about the fact that they eat meat and the care that animals get in certain circumstances? This isn't necessarily about this bay in Tasmania?
No. I would imagine, and you'd have to obviously, PETA obviously are very serious in what they're asking. Just recently, they would have contacted a town in the UK. It was called Fedder Bed. And obviously PETA reached out to ask the town to go fedder free bed instead. and look, obviously because the fedder has been ripped out of, animals very violently, undercover investigations would have shown that. But look, getting back to this whole issue, I think it's a brilliant way to bring attention to it. You can get a free vegetarian vegan starter kit on www.peta.org.uk.
Enough of your plugs. What do you think, though? Do you think, Fionnuala, have you ever considered being a vegetarian or a vegan or cutting down for any reason? No.
No, I say because I live with vegetarians, I end up eating vegetarian quite often, but I certainly have no intention of giving up meat. I think there are big problems with cruelty within the meat industry, which is why when I do eat meat, I try to eat meat that is that's, you know, humanely treated, that's had animals that have had a good life. And
would you see, Fionnuala, this...
Sorry, could I just finish?
I try
to eat meat that's good quality from animals that have had a decent life.
Yeah, that can be more expensive as well, though.
And it is more expensive, so I eat less. So, but that's my choice. And, you know, if it's someone else's choice to go vegan, that's fine with me. I have no bother. What I don't like is being lectured and browbeaten and emotionally blackmailed with horrible pictures of animal slaughter to say, you must not eat meat. You must not eat animal products. That's what I have the problem with.
Fionnuala does have a point there. Although, having said that, it has sparked the conversation on the programme this morning. Maybe it will make some people think about what they eat or how their food is sourced. So perhaps PETA is winning regardless of what happens with, is it Bacon and Eggs Bay? Eggs and Bacon Bay?
I just need to knock two things on the head.
Very quickly, we're almost at the news.
Okay, just first of all, there's no way you can kill anything, whether it's a human being or an animal. That is absolute nonsense, and we need to knock that on the head.
Okay, you get 10 seconds.
The animal who's been killed. And secondly, we're shoving nothing down people's throats. As a matter of fact, as consumers, there's an onus on us to know what's going on behind the scenes in factory farms and slaughterhouses.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. That's John Carmody and Fionnuala Meredith. Thank you both.